You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, What Are You Afraid Of? Fear is a basic human emotion that is triggered by a perceived threat, which can be real or imagined. It is a fundamental survival mechanism that signals your body to respond to danger with a flight or fight response. This response prepares your body to either confront or flee from the threat. Fear is both physiological, impacting the body through increased heart rate, adrenaline boosts, heightened senses, etc., and psychological, affecting your thoughts and emotions. Believe it or not, fear serves several important functions. Protection. By alerting you to potential danger, fear helps to protect you from harm. Mobilization. Fear energizes you to deal with potential threats, preparing your body for quick actions and movements. Decision making. Fear influences the choices you make, encouraging caution and avoiding potential threats. Communication. Through expression of fear, you can signal danger to others, promoting group safety. Different people experience and react to fear in various ways, depending on their personality, past experiences, and their environment. The emotion of fear, while uncomfortable, plays a crucial role in keeping you safe and ready to face life's challenges. Your fears can vary widely depending on personal experiences, cultural background, and individual circumstances. What are the common types of fears you may face in your life? Fear of death. Often considered the most fundamental fear, many people are afraid of dying or the unknown aspects of what happens after death. Fear of failure. This is a common one, and this involves the anxiety and apprehension about not meeting expectations or achieving one's personal goals. It's particularly prevalent in competitive environments. Fear of rejection. Social rejection is a significant fear for many, linked to worries about not being accepted by others, whether in personal relationships or social settings. Fear of the unknown. Uncertainty about what the future holds can be a profound fear, driving anxiety about situations that are out of your control. Fear of pain. Both physical and emotional pain are common fears, with many people being afraid of suffering and discomfort. Here's a big one too, fear of public speaking. Known as glossophobia, this is a prevalent fear that involves speaking in front of groups, potentially linked to the fears of embarrassment or judgment. Fear of isolation or loneliness. The idea of being alone, whether physically or emotionally, is a significant concern for many individuals. These fears can impact your behavior and choices, often holding significant sway over your personal and professional decisions. How can you overcome any fears you have in your life? Rack them up. RAC. Recognize, address, and conquer your fears. The R in RAC. First, recognize your fears. Recognizing fear involves being aware of the physical, emotional, behavioral, and cognitive signs that indicate fear is affecting you. Physical signs. Increased heart rate. Your heart may start to beat faster as part of your body's automatic response to fear, preparing you for the flight or flight reaction. Rapid breathing. You might notice your breathing becomes quicker and shallower. Sweating. Fear can trigger sweating, especially on the palms of your hands or on your forehead. Trembling or shaking. A common physical response to fear is shaking or trembling in parts of the body or even all over the body. Muscle tension. Feeling your muscles become tense, particularly around your neck, shoulders, or arms, is a typical response to fear. Feeling chilly or having chills. Fear can cause you to feel suddenly cold or give you the chills. Emotional signs. anxiety or nervousness. And an impending sense of dread, anxiety, or nervousness is a clear emotional sign of fear. Irritability. Fear can make you unusually irritable or short-tempered. Confusion or difficulty concentrating. Fear might cloud your thinking, making it hard to focus or make decisions. Feeling overwhelmed. A strong sense of being overwhelmed or powerless is often linked to fear. Behavioral signs. Avoidance. You might find yourself avoiding certain places, situations, or people that trigger your fear. Seeking reassurance. Frequently seeking reassurance from others about your safety or your well-being can be a sign of fear. Heightened alertness. Being excessively watchful or on edge, as if expecting something bad to happen. Cognitive signs. Negative predictions. Fear often leads to catastrophic thinking, where you expect the worst possible outcome. Obsessive thoughts. Repeatedly thinking about the source of your fear or worrying about what could go wrong. Number two, address your fears. The A in RAC, R-A-C. Addressing fear effectively requires a blend of practical techniques and mental strategies. Here's how you can start addressing your fears. Acknowledge and accept the fear. The first step in addressing fear is to acknowledge its presence with discernment, that is, without judgment. Accept that the fear is a natural human emotion that serves a purpose. This acceptance can reduce the power fear holds over you. Understand the root cause. Dive deeper into understanding what triggers your fears. Is it due to past experiences, uncertainty, a lack of information, or perhaps exaggerated worst-case scenarios? Identifying the source of fear can provide clarity and direction for overcoming it. Cognitive reframing. Challenge and change the thoughts that fuel your fears. Cognitive reframing involves identifying irrational or negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive or realistic ones. This could mean changing thoughts like "I will fail" to "I have the skills to succeed." Number three, C. The C in RAC, R-A-C. Conquer your fears. Develop coping skills. Learn techniques to manage the anxiety associated with fear, such as deep breathing, mindfulness, or progressive muscle reaction. Having these tools at your disposal can make facing your fears more manageable. Challenge negative thoughts. Use cognitive behavioral strategies to challenge and change the negative thoughts that underpin your fears. Replace them with more balanced and realistic thoughts. For instance, if you fear failure, reframe it rather than thinking, "I will fail." Think instead, "I will do my best and learn from the experience." Educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Often fears stem from the unknown. By educating yourself about the object or situation you fear, you might find that it's less frightening than you thought. Seek support. Don't do it alone. Seek support from friends, family, or professionals that can provide you with encouragement and make the process less daunting. Consider joining a support group where you can connect with others facing similar fears. Consider professional help. If your fear is severe and limits your ability to function, professionals such as therapists can be very effective. Also, life coaches can provide support and teach you strategies and guide you through the process of overcoming your fears. Now, on my website on sleswich.com, I have a free ebook with some additional techniques for overcoming the fears in your life. You can download it immediately by visiting my website on sleswich.com and clicking on the Books tab. Racking Your Fears, RAC, by recognizing, addressing, and conquering them allows you to create a positive impact in your own life. Till next time, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.